So on the practical guide to checking your Google search engine result page ranking, we're going to call it SERP for short, for obvious reasons. And in the world of digital marketing, it's really important to know where your SERP ranking is on Google search. It's going to affect how your site performs, how well you do conversion, what your usability considerations are, a lot of things. And let's take a look at it. It's really important to know what your Google ranking is. And there's three reasons. Number one, it's increasing your visibility. It's going to make your website content available to a number of users. And a higher ranking means you get more users driving organic traffic. The second reason is it helps you to gauge the effectiveness of your SEO. The effort that you put into your search engine optimization is going to directly correspond with your ranking by Google. Okay? Do a good job on SEO, you get a good job on ranking. And finally, opportunities for improvement in your content. Look at the performance of your competitors, and you can see gaps in your own strategy and develop targeted action, landing pages, if you will, to give your website better performance. In today's digital world, better performance is a good thing. Okay, this is a long list about the different types of search engine result page features. And I'm not going to itemize each list. I'm going to point you to the GeierCookReport.podbean.com. Look for the episode dated September 10th. And that's going to have a chapter and verse list of all of the different features available in the search engine result pages on Google. So take a look at that when you get a minute. And I'll get on to the consideration of the amount of time you've got to dedicate to this episode. Okay, that episode date, September the 10th that I gave you, it's also included in that Google document, the manual checking on your search engine result page ranking and the steps on how to do it. And you basically open an incognito window, put in the target keyword, and then look at the results that come up in the display on the browser. You can repeat multiple keywords. I did it for the thing I've got on my, a link I've got on my license plate frame on my car, which is at Guy R. Cook, just to see what would happen. And I'll let you take a look at that and order your license plate frame as a result. The best tools for tracking and monitoring search engine result positions in that same Google document, the one that's dated for September the 10th, on the GeierCookReport.podbean.com. There's reference made there to the Google Search Console. Use that tool consistently. SEMrush, Ahrefs, I use the Ahrefs Webmaster Tools, and Moz Pro. So I'm batting 500, I guess, if I use two out of the four listed there. So take a look at that, because the manual checking is good, it's useful, but you can get specialized tools in a number of these automated web-based tools to do a good job too. So the practical tips for improving your ranking and visibility and so forth in the Google search engine result page is going to take five different steps, and those are outlined in the Google document if you go to the GuyRCookReport.podbean.com. Real quick, here's the list. You optimize your content, build quality backlinks, improve your site's performance. Maybe it's not loading quickly. You want to increase the speed. Maybe you even have to move to a different server. There's no way to do it other than that sometimes. You want to leverage social media. Find out where your business persona, your ideal customers are hanging out in social media, and then adjust that effort accordingly and use structured data. The implemented structured data schema markup, let's call it, is going to help search engines understand your content even better. Well, understanding that checking your Google search engine result page ranking is essential for digital marketers, content creators, the people that are flying the plane, okay? By leveraging various SERP features, you can make it even better than it was last week, okay? The future of SERP is likely going to see more dynamic and personalized features. Thanks for listening or reading or watching. Hey, to contact me, use the secure contact form on guyrcook.com. If you like this video, found it helpful, give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends. Subscribe to the channel for more valuable content on digital marketing and other things. It's a wrap.